Come here.
Come here, Wilson.
Yes.
How do you think we're going to win this war if you can't speak with a French accent?
You don't mind my saying so, sir. I think you'd better be Napoleon and not try and be John Bull.
No. You've got those dark, swarthy, Dago looks. Besides, there's all that disgusting business with Josephine. No. You're far more the type. Now, try it again.
Well, England will be crushed, never to rise again.
Oh, no. But it won't do, you know. It really won't. I tell you what. Think of Charles Boyer.
Yes.
Now, you must have seen him in that film with Greta Garbo.
I didn't see him in that, but I did see him in the Garden of Allah with, Marlene Dietrich.
Yes, well, a similar sort of thing. They're all foreign. Now, look. Try and remember something that he said from it, will you?
Yes.
It's a pity not to get the accent right, you know, because that costume looks very romantic.
Come with me to the Casbah.
What is it?
Come with me to the Casbah. Well, that's what he said.
Oh, I see. You know, you said that rather well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to have a little encouragement, you know.
Yeah, now, look. Think. Come with me to the Casbah.
Yes.
And say, England shall be crushed, never to rise again.
Oh, no, sir, that's ridiculous. I mean, how on earth is that possibly going to help the war effort?
Don't you see that by performing this pageant throughout the town for War Weapons Week, we shall not only be getting money for the war effort, but we shall be spreading some very powerful propaganda. And propaganda is the keynote in modern warfare. Now, come on, let's get on with the rehearsal.
Right.
Right. Rifle arm ready to start. Walker. Jones.
Walker, Jones. Sir. Come on, Jonesy.
Right, we're going to start. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Warming and On Sea Home Guard proudly presents Resisting the Aggressor Down the Ages.
I am John Bull, the fighting spirit of England.
What about Scotland?
What about... I am John Bull, the fighting spirit of Scotland, Ireland and Wales.
And the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, I shan't tell you again more.
I am the spirit of agriculture.
And I am the spirit of commerce.
And we are the men people to put a plate in Britain.
Illiterate rubbish.
Throughout the ages, many tyrants have cast their foreign, beady, greedy eyes on England's green and pleasant land. 55 BC, Julius Caesar. Come on, Godfrey.
England shall be crushed, never to rise again.
Oh, that's no good at all. We had to be much more aggressive.
Oh, but you must remember, because that Julius Caesar was an intellectual.
Who's producing this, you or me? We just do as you're told. Point your finger at them.
England shall be crushed, never to rise again.
Those rotten Romans shall not pass. Those rotten Romans did not pass.
Rotten Romans? I never wrote rotten Romans. What have you got there? Raiding Romans.
Those raiding Romans shall not pass. Those raving Romans did not pass.
They went misere.
Could you possibly tell me what time you think you'll be getting to Napoleon?
I've no idea. 2,000 years of history before we get to you. All right, you've been beaten, Godfrey. Get down into a cowering position. 1,000 years have passed.
That's one band for each 100, sir.
1066. William the Conqueror.
Yeah, I said England. Where are you? England shall be crushed, never to rise again.
Those nasty Normans shall not pass. Those nasty Normans did not pass.
Nasty? I never wrote nasty Normans. Nefarious Normans.
Oh, I can never wrap my tongue round that, sir.
All right. Well,
I'll tell you what, I'll just do the gong again, sir. Sorry, Sergeant.
It's all right, all right.
All right, so many trying to help, sir.
All right, Fraser. Cower.
Well, I'm not cowering for anybody.
But, you know, I don't think this is, you know, quite historically accurate, you know, both Julius Caesar and William the Conqueror won.
We don't want any of that sort of talk here, Wilson. Anyway, from now on, they all lost.
Illiterate, that's what he is, just plain illiterate.
Fraser.
I'm sorry.
500 years have passed. King Philip of Spain. Pike. What are you doing dressed like that? You look like Eddie Cantor and the kid from Spain.
It's a costume they gave me. It's all right, isn't it? Spanish.
All right, get on with it.
England shall be crushed, never to rise again.
Those soppy Spanish shall not pass. Those soppy Spanish did not pass.
What's all this soppy Spanish? Why do you alter everything? Spurious Spaniards.
Yeah. No, I made him change that, Mr. Mannering. Every time he said spurious Spaniards, I used to get soaked through.
Yes, but never mind that. That's what I wrote and that's what I wanted to say. Go on, say it.
Those spurious Spanish shall not pass. Wait a minute, sir, I haven't finished. Those spurious Spanish did not pass.
Oh, my.
See what I mean, sir?
227 years have passed.
And 27.
1815, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Come with me to the Casbah. Come with me to the Casbah.
Wilson, come on,
England,
get on with it.
I got it right nearly. Come with me and be crushed in the Casbah. Should I do my little cowering bits now?
Yes, yes, for heaven's sake. Throughout the ages, many men of guile have fought to get their hands upon the sceptred isle. They tried, but they did not succeed. Forget what you're doing.
What are you doing?
That was a mistake. I'm sorry, sir. I've got a bit of a...
They tried, but they did not succeed because they were up against...
This happy breed!
Jingoistic rubbish. Balderdash, that's what I call it.
Harry, Bob, get Philip.
Want to get our uniforms on, sir?
No time now, get your helmets.
Don't panic! Don't panic! Don't panic! Air raid! Don't panic!
Come on, get it!
You mind your own business, and don't you get stopping with me, mate. There's an alert on, and I haven't got time to waste on you. That's nice, isn't it? That's very nice, bidding on church property, you foreign hooligan. Come on, I'm taking you into the home guard and Captain Mannering. Come on, get inside here. Come on, get inside. Now, Captain Mannering, we've just caught this German pilot. What's going on here?
Never mind that. What's happened?
Well, he's just bailed out. We've had a lot of trouble with him. It's taken 2 of us to get him here. Stand up. Stand up straight. Get on your feet.
Okay, I don't see any more trouble from you. Find yourself locked in the cellar. What have you got to say for yourself?
England shall be crushed, never to rise again. Heil Hitler!
They don't lock it up of me, no, sir. They don't lock it up of me.
All right, follow your man.